We've only got 3 or 4 more questions to go. And our question for this morning is, question 79, what is the duty of such as are rightly baptized? And the answer, it is the duty of such as are rightly baptized to give up themselves to some particular and orderly church of Jesus Christ, that they may walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And just in a brief few minutes before we begin our service, I want to look with you under 5 headings, this question 79. And I want to look at responsibility, requirement, role, regulation, and reason. And even as I thought of those 5 words, the thought struck me that each one of these words have been undermined in our generation. The idea of responsibility, the idea of requirement, the idea of role, the idea of regulation, and the idea of reason have all been undermined by a liberal, modernistic, non-Christian generation in which we live. And it's all based upon feeling, rights, as opposed to these words that we have mentioned. So even as we look at this answer, we are reminded, even in the structure of the answer, it was written in a different time. In a time when the idea of regulation, the idea of role, the idea of responsibility, the idea of reason were all important things. And no longer can we say such. So first of all, we have the idea of responsibility. I apologize for those who don't have, we only have a certain amount there printed out. But first of all, we have the idea of responsibility. And we have the word here, duty, which is another word that in our modern day is totally undermined. The idea of duty. It is the duty of such as are rightly baptized to give up themselves to some particular and orderly church. It's our duty to follow God's command. And those of us who have been baptized by Christ's ordinance, by Christ's command, it is our duty to associate ourselves by membership with an orderly church of Jesus Christ. I've heard of people who have been baptized on a whim, and it had nothing to do with church membership. I remember one person saying to me that on a whim, well, he didn't use the word whim, but that's how it came across to me. He was in someone's home and they filled up the bath and he was baptized. And that was it. It had no connection to church membership. And in Reformed tradition and in Reformed understanding of the ordinance of baptism, membership is directly connected, baptism is directly connected with church membership. So it is the duty or the responsibility of those who are baptized to become members of a local church. But then we have the requirement. And the requirement is such as are rightly baptized. And we looked at this already. And rightly baptized is, as we believe as Reformed Baptists, believers' baptism by immersion. Believers' baptism by immersion. It is the duty of such as are rightly baptized to give themselves up to some particular and orderly church. But then thirdly, the role. To give up themselves. And to give over themselves. There's a giving idea here. Again, this is another idea that has totally been lost in our modern generation. The idea of giving yourself to anybody. Even in marriage, you know, love, honor, and obey has become a bad phrase. I'm not going to obey him. You know, the idea of submitting myself to him is foreign. And people enter into marriage like some sort of business contract, where if it works out, fine. But if it doesn't work out, well then we can just cut our losses and go our separate ways. The idea of giving yourselves up to somebody and submitting yourselves to somebody is foreign to modern individualistic 21st century thought. But for the believer who has been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this is directly connected with me giving myself willingly, submitting myself willingly to the membership of a godly, ordered church. Obviously, we go into these things in great detail, but that's not our purpose to take away from the service this morning. Fourthly, we have the regulation to some particular and orderly church of Jesus Christ. Now, this is important to say. There's many groups today that call themselves churches, and they are nothing of the sort. A church is not just a group of people who call themselves Christians getting together to do what they think is right in the context of giving some sort of worship to God. No. One thing the Reformation taught us, and one of the blessings of the Reformation, is that it teaches us the importance of the regulation of the Word of God in the worship of God. The regulation of the Word of God. So it is not only a responsibility to be part of any church, or, you know, the closest church, but it's our responsibility to seek out a church that regulates its worship by the Word of God. Let us look at just some of the attendant scriptures with this. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Just read these verses together. It says, praising God, Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church, and this is the idea of being added to the church, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And then over to Acts chapter 9 and verse 26. Acts chapter 9 and verse 26. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed, or literally tried, to join himself to the disciples. This is the idea of joining. This is the idea of membership. He essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. And 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Again, we're not taking time to go into these scriptures in any detail, but just to read them in your hearing. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. And Peter writes, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. In our study of the book of Nehemiah, we've been looking at the details of the reinstitution of the Sabbath and the reinstitution of sacrifice and of worship and of everything connected with the temple. And the one thing we are confronted with in that study is the detail that has gone into and the detail that is observed in all these things, the worship, the sacrifice, and the dealing with the house of God, as we saw it last Wednesday. This must be applied in a local church. This must be applied in a local church, that we take careful observance of all that is done in the house of God and regulate all that we do by the Word of God. And then fifthly and lastly, we have the reason. The reason for all this, that they may walk in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless. And the implication is this. I cannot, it is impossible for me to walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord if I am not where? And if I am not in what? A member of a local ordered church regulated by the word of and will of God. So we have the responsibility, the requirement, the role, the regulation, and the reason. What is the duty of such as are rightly baptized? It is the duty of such as are rightly baptized to give up themselves to some particular and orderly church of Jesus Christ, that they may walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.